Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome back. Lucky enough to have Cully Stimson with us this morning. Of course, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Cully, good morning to you.
Good morning. I love the bumper music. Dirty beads, done dirt cheap.
Absolutely. Kind of fitting for what's going on around the world right now, it seems like. I have to ask, speaking of dirty deeds, is there a lower court judge in America that doesn't think they have more power than the president of the United States?
I'm sure most of them don't think they do. But some of them like to be little potentates and think they have the power beyond their small district to issue nationwide injunctions, and that's become a problem.
It is. Today, I understand that an appeals panel will take a closer look at this appeal for the president's power to invoke the National Guard in California. What's your take on that one?
Well, I actually think it's a non-justiciable political question. I mean, the statute authorizes the president, and the president's Article II powers has the power to call up a state National Guard. The real little rub here, and it's a thin reed that the other side is hanging on, is it says that the president typically works hand in hand, of course, with the governor, and the governor will either bring up the National Guard, the State Guard himself, or the president will ask the governor, I wouldn't say ask permission, but consult with the governor. And the question here is whether Gavin Newsom was properly consulted with. But look, if there's some facts here. Simple facts. Could the governor, could the local mayor, could the local sheriff have cracked down on these ne'er-do-wells and not have it been risen to the level? Sure. Did they do it? No. And when they kept not doing it day after day after day, the president finally said, oh, look, Gavin, if you're not going to do your J-O-B, I'm going to do it for you, and I'm going to use your state National Guard. And so this is a political question. It's not a legal question.
Yeah, interesting. And that's probably one that will be appealed. Here's another one I suspect that will. Yesterday, a Biden-appointed judge blocked President Trump's move to allow only two genders on U.S. passports. What authority did the president use to make that decision?
Eighth grade biology and common sense.
Yeah, I love it.
Look. And look, you know, these warped gender wars are perverse, frankly. And throughout millennium, there have been known to be two sexes, male and female. And it's weird. When you travel to Europe, when you travel to Asia, when you travel to other parts of the world where I've traveled, I haven't been to Asia yet, I've lived overseas. I mean, they're not having these wars. Why? Because they live in reality. They know they're men and females, and then they're people who have a mental health condition, gender dysphoria, and we should encourage them to get treatment. We should encourage them to get the mental health services they need. But this doesn't upend policy and create stupidity so that we can put, you know, alien or something on, you know, have a gazillion different genders. There's not a billion different genders. There's two, male and female, end of discussion. And this judge is going down the gender dysphoria rabbit hole.
True. Cully Stimson, my guest, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. There's a lot of talk today about the War Powers Act, and that if the president was to take some action here, he would have to go to Congress eventually. Would he have to do that if all he did was send a bomber in with a bunker buster?
I think that's debatable and likely not. And remember, under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11, that's the Declare War Clause found in the Constitution. That is in Article 1. That is in the Congress's bailiwick. But it's interesting because the framers divided the war power between Congress being the ability to declare it, but a president being the commander-in-chief, but the Congress having the power of the purse. So it's a shared power, unlike, for example, the naturalization power, which falls completely within the Article I branch. So the War Powers Resolution has been held by all administrations, Democratic and Republican, since it was passed, as likely unconstitutional. But presidents have acted consistent with the War Powers Resolution, especially the 60-day notification period. So all presidents have used the military for defensive and other actions short of a declare war. We've had 5 declare wars, 42 or so authorization of use of military force in our nation's history. I think if the president were to do a limited strike, however effective, and get out, that would not certainly require the Congress to declare war.
Interesting. You know, in our final couple minutes here, Cully, I wanted to switch gears for a minute. I saw this story this morning that the DOJ has joined the National Rifle Association suit against the Illinois assault weapons ban. Obviously, this would be a big reversal from the Biden Department of Justice Civil Rights Division. But basically, they've signed an amicus brief in support of overturning this weapons ban in Illinois. How big of a deal is that?
It's big. It's common sense. It makes sense. The two big Supreme Court cases on the Second Amendment are pretty clear. There are reasonable, rational rules that you can put in place, like no machine guns, like no bazookas. But there is an assault weapon is simply a scary looking rifle that shoots. That's it. And so, you know, what the liberals call assault weapons is what I call the gun in my safe.
Yes.
What a lot of people call the gun in their safe, locked, that they use for hunting, for target shooting. Look, DOJ has reversed course a lot since Biden, now to common sense Trump. For example, Naval Academy admissions case.
Mm-hmm.
They have joined Students for Fair Admissions and entered a joint document to Judge Bennett in Baltimore saying, you know what, we're going to have you dismiss this case even though you ruled the wrong way because you can't use race in admissions. So they're doing a lot of that. They're sorting through the cases that the Biden administration brought, and they're bringing common sense to these cases.
Cully Stimson, appreciate your legal analysis today. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Yep, take care. Heritage.org, DailySignal.org as well. Be sure and check those out for sure. Coming up, Michael Whatley, Chairman of the Republican National Committee on that big, beautiful bill.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.